الرحيم. هذا عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها reports that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam told her that she should inform him of the happy news when fresh ripe dates were sent to his home. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha reports that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her that she should inform him of the happy news when fresh ripe dates were sent to his home. Note the fact that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to be delighted upon the arrival of dates proves that he was indeed fond of them. The Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "A home without dates is like a home without food. And a home without vinegar is like a home without curry. And a home without an infant child is void of a specific barakah. And a home without an infant child is void of a specific type of barakah, blessing. The best amongst you is the one who is best in conduct towards his wife. And from amongst all of you, I am the best in conduct to my wife." Salma radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "The home that does not have dates is like a home that has no food at all." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's most loved fruits. The Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that from all the fruits, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved dates and muskmelon the most. The Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that dates were once brought to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began eating them. On that day, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting in a squatting position, and he was leaning against something as he could not keep himself upright due to excessive hunger. The Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that once dates were presented to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a tray. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began eating the ripe ones and left the unripe ones aside. Note, whatever is offered does not have to be consumed. A person may be selective if the food etc. is uncooked or raw. Imam Abu Ya'la rahmatullah alayhi reports that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Give dates to a woman who has given birth. If you cannot give fresh dates, give her dry ones, because there isn't a more beneficial tree for a woman who has given birth than the date tree." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, the mother of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, beneath the date tree after she had given birth to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. No, dates have excellent nutritional value, and a woman in that state needs to regain energy and strength. Dates also cleanse the stomach. Allah Ta'ala.